This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Here talking about parenting. Nothing gets you to write into me more than when I talk about parenting, so keep it coming. I love hearing your comments, pros, cons, irrelevant, like my background. Any of that is very helpful to me and always welcome. It's much better than talking into this blank computer screen. I want to hear from you. I went into psychiatry to talk to people, not to computers. So parenting this month, I'd like to focus on the parenting style that helps you with your out-of-control child without losing control yourself. So how to rein in your child without losing control. What's the best parenting style for that? Let's hit it. I think to start, we have to talk about a few definitions. So I'm going to talk about the basic parenting styles. You know, if you look this up, you're going to see 1,000, but the basic three are these, and I'm going to just briefly talk about the pros and cons. Okay. So the first one I want to talk about is the authoritarian parenting style. This is the parent who emphasizes that the parent knows best and obedience is very important. The pro of this is that the child thinks there's someone in charge, and that's a good feeling for a child. The con is that he feels like he has no say in his life, and that can bring up mood problems. Permissive parenting. This is sort of the opposite. This is someone who provides very little guidelines and structure because they're afraid they're going to hurt their child. The pro is that the child gets the belief that the parent believes in them, that feels they can handle things. And that can be a very good feeling for a child. The con is they don't feel there's anybody in charge. And that can lead to mood symptoms. Lastly, we have the authoritative style of parenting. And although it sounds a lot like authoritarian, and I get those mixed up, and I probably will in this video, it is very different. The authoritative style of parenting is sort of a combination of the two. Someone who gives structure and guidelines, but also in a very caring environment. The pros, of course, it's a nice balance between being in charge, but letting the child have a say. The con is that unless it's done correctly, you're going to make some mistakes in this too. So it's a little too vague of a topic, a little too vague of a term. So, of course, we're here to zone in on that authoritative style of parenting, but how to get it right, right? If it were that easy, it was just, okay, that's all I have to do, I wouldn't be having this discussion with you. So it clearly is not that easy. I see a lot of you who veer off in different directions, and let's talk briefly about why. If you're afraid of losing control of your child, you, the authoritarian parent, then you're focused on the wrong thing. If you are a permissive parent and you're too focused on whether your child likes you or is going to be your friend, then you are going in the wrong direction. Those are not the things we emphasize. Those are not the guidelines or clues we use to determine where to go with our parenting. The key is to look at the child's mood and what they're doing. Okay, again, it sounds simple, but it's not. People get distracted by this whole, do they like me or not, as opposed to what is the child doing? Or they fear losing control instead of looking at what is going on in the child's life. Those are the two things we look at to guide ourselves, whether we get more involved with the child or do we back off, right? The authoritarian style is to go in and structure the child. Not a problem if the situation calls for that. The permissive parent backs off and lets the child take control of their situation. Nothing wrong with that if the situation calls for it. That's the key. When to step in and when to pull back. So in the next couple of videos, I'm going to talk about the most common out of control child behavior I see, and we'll address it in these terms, and I'll show you how it's done. Okay, I'll see you next video.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.